This is the blurb for Cy Kennan's book. Quote, it is a fascinating account of one of the most fascinating issues. It is a fascinating account of one of the most idealistic issues in American public life. The movement to sustain the U.S. government's support for a Jewish national home in Palestine and the recognition and backing of Israel helped the Jewish people to rise from the ashes of the Holocaust into one of the great triumphs for a historically persecuted minority of all time, the triumph of survival against what looked like impossible odds, period. Cy Kennan's telling of this story is symbolic. It explodes the myth of the Israel lobby and shows why in America, high motivation for great ideals remain the decisive question. Cy Kennan is uniquely, you know, has uniquely the right to publish this book or to tell this story. Pete, I have had extensive experience in association with federal, state, and local governments over a period of 34 years since I have been in public office. I've held office in the state of New York and as a federal official in the House of Representatives and the United States Senate. I've had an opportunity to participate in our governmental activities at the federal, state, and local level. Also, I have held many posts of an advisory, consultative, and honorary nature. Among these, going back to my days as Attorney General in a youth commission for the state of New York, in the federal establishment, a commission to consider narcotics addiction, and a commission to develop a program between the United States and Japan respecting a cultural and educational interchange. I've also served on commissions to memorialize Presidents Truman and Franklin D. Roosevelt. 9, I hold honorary degrees from some 37 colleges and universities with many honorary society memberships and many special recognitions for outstanding service and achievement in legislation. And in service to the country. So numerous of these that they would be impossible to catalog. I do, however, append here to a list of the honorary degrees, which is undoubtedly incomplete, but is the best I have available at the moment of completing this questionnaire. 10. I have a modest acquaintance, both spoken and written, paren, more spoken than written, close paren, in Spanish and French, which are both of which I have studied going way back to my school days and continuing thereafter pretty nearly throughout my life. I am not fluent, however, in either language, though I can probably become so in a few months. 11, I've published many articles and reports in and outside the Congress many in a very prominent publication, i.e. a New York Times, a Sunday Magazine, a Reader's Digest, Los Angeles Times, American Legion Magazine. I'm the author of four books as follows. I append 12. I append herewith some of the speeches which I have made in the last 2 years, a period during which I was the ranking member of the Foreign Relations Committee of the Senate, and therefore very heavily involved in just such experience respecting the foreign policy of the country. 13. A unique aspect of my experience is that I have served on the Foreign Affairs Committee of the House in the period immediately following World War II, during the development of the Marshall Plan, in a very active way, and that I have played a very active role in the implementation of foreign policy in the Senate when I came there in 1957. I have been on occasion a special envoy of the President, i.e. to President Numeri of the Sudan, and have traveled very extensively throughout the world on the official business of the House Foreign Affairs Committee and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, as well as other committees. Since 1957, I've been very active in the affairs of the North Atlantic Assembly, which is the parliamentarians' organization of the NATO, having been successively chairman of its economic and political committee over rather extended periods of years, and finally as a member of its standing committee, also in 1972 and 3, I was chairman of the Committee of Nine of the North Atlantic Assembly, which made a review of the NATO strategy and organization, and authored an internationally distinguished report on the subject. Among other principles on the Committee of Nine were Lord Harlech of Britain, Lester Pearson, former Prime Minister of Canada, Blank, former Secretary General of NATO, P, financial data. I have furnished a complete statement of financial data as required by the rules of the United States Senate to be filed each May 15th, which gives with great particularization all of the items
called for. Item one. Two.
I have I do not know of any
liabilities upon which I am in default.
Three. I do not recall any interest in an option, mineral lease, copyright, or patent. Four. I do not recall any
power of attorney, which I hold for on behalf of anyone. I am a trustee with a fiduciary trust company in New York of the Balsam estate
for the benefit of his three children. And I have been such trustee for several years past. Five, I do not believe I have received any gifts exceeding $1,000. As to my spouse and dependents, I have already explained that situation in the financial statement referred to in answer to question one. Six. I do not recall holding office with a political party, but I have held public office, as I have already stated, giving description and term of office in each case, and I've been a candidate for office in 1980 for the United States Senate from New York, at which time I was defeated in the primary and in the general election. My financial contributions, I do not believe, attained $1,000 in any one particular contribution or one particular campaign. No, that's untrue. Let's start all over again. My financial contributions in the last campaign in 1980 considerably exceeded $1,000, and I would estimate that I am owed about $40,000 by that campaign committee. I'm hoping, however, that this will be paid, as it is an obligation too heavy for my resources. Seven. I do. My answer to this is yes. Eight. I have been audited for federal taxes from time to time over these past many years. Most recent audits are for 1976 and 1977. The outcome has always been some form of settlement with the federal tax authorities of the differences between myself and the representatives of the IRS. C. One. I will sever
all